As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so it was, let's see, is it Ava that really just wants to go to D.C. and hang out with this dude that she just met, right? But, you know, she's just, her bar is pretty low. All the dude has to prove is that he doesn't have a girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, whatever. But she wanted our help to test this guy. Hey, Ava.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so give us the history leading us up to testing him with War of the Roses last night, which we did, and we got results for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I work at a restaurant, and a few weeks ago, this guy, Chris, he came in, and he sat in my section, and the restaurant was super slow that day, so I spent a lot of time, like, talking to him at his table, and you know, I thought like, oh, wow, this guy is so nice, but he's told me he lives in Boston and clearly I am not in Boston. So like, this might not work out. But when he left, he wrote his number on the back of the receipt. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to take a chance. So I've been texting him. We've been talking on the phone. Like, I'm starting to really, really like this person. And I feel like we've definitely developed like a real kind of connection here. And so now he's traveling to D.C. for work, and he's asking me to meet him in D.C., and part of me is like, this could be, like, such a great love story, and part of me is like, oh, gosh, all my friends are worried that this person wants to meet not in his hometown because who knows, because mm-hmm. he might be married, because he might be dating someone else, and so you know, I can't really find anything about him online. It's just like, I don't know whether to follow my heart or be a little more cautious.
So this could be a very romantic story, or you could be part of the content on the podcast Serial. It can go either way at this point.
Yeah, I guess.
You guys, these trips after, and you've known him for how long?
Just like a few weeks, maybe like a month, a little more.
There was a time where mm-hmm. like people wouldn't even consider this. Like, there's yeah. just no way. I don't even know who this dude is. There's no chance, right? But now, I mean, we get calls like this every single day. I just met a guy. I'm going away with him for the weekend.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be. I don't care when it was, now, then. That just seems like a bad idea.
Especially for the first date. Like the first time we're genuinely going to be together, I feel like I would rather be in a safer place where I knew I was okay first.
Didn't you and Tiffany travel early on in your relationship?
Yeah, but she knew she could take me if anything happened. It wasn't even going to be close.
Maybe that's the question. Ava, can you take him?
Yep.
Can yep. you take this man?
It's a different segment.
Right? Have you ever just met a guy online, Abby, and just, you know, after a couple of weeks or a couple of days, just threw caution to the wind to go visit him?
That's a yes.
Or should I ask how many times?
Maybe once.
Yeah.
Maybe once. But I could take him. Yeah,
okay.
I could take him.
And you're still here, so
and
it worked
I'm still
out.
Here.
Yeah, you worked yeah. out well.
So it worked out okay.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
All right. All right, so all you want to know is, because, again, you looked him up online, but he's got no social media.
Right, yeah, there's, like, nothing there.
All right, so you asked us to test him with War of the Roses. Kristen, why don't you tell us what War of the Roses is before Abby reads the results?
So War of the Roses, we're going to send a fake promotional email to the address you give us of the person you're trying to entrap. Let's be honest, is what we're doing. They're given some options of flowers to choose from, and they it's the bouquet they choose and obviously who they choose to send it to and what's on the card that will tell us everything. So hopefully he's going to send them to you, but if he sends them to somebody else, well, maybe there is a girlfriend or a wife he's hiding from you.
So we sent a fake promotional email to the email address Ava provided us for him. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures. One, orange glad we're friends, a cheerful bouquet of orange roses and greenery to show someone how much you appreciate their friendship. Number two, don't stop believing.
OMG.
A tropical bouquet of monstera leaves. Yellow flowers and greenery, perfect for someone who needs some cheerful encouragement. Number three, aloe you very, very much. Oh. Aloe you very much.
I want that one.
I'll send that to you after work.
Hey.
A cute bouquet of aloe vera plants and white flowers to show someone how much you care. Ridiculously in love, 24 long-stemmed roses, perfect for expressing your love to your one and only. In exchange, he was asked to share 10 promo codes for 30% off a future order with his friends and family. The first promotional email was sent at 9:19 a.m. A second email was sent at 12:32 p.m. He responded to and ordered flowers at 12:55 p.m.
And Cassie, you'll be happy about this.
Oh, yeah, because he chose aloe you very much.
Yes!
And he sent him to Cassie. Spoiler alert. A cute bouquet of aloe vera plants and white flowers to show someone how much you care. And he sent this aloe you very much plant to Sarah. This is not, obviously, Ava. He set delivery for Friday morning to be delivered to a business address in the Boston area. Boston? And the note on the card, just thinking of you, Chris.
Okay, now, is there any wiggle room here?
You wouldn't send this to your mom?
No. And you wouldn't just say, just thinking of
just
you.
Just thinking of you? Yeah, nah.
You'd
yeah.
be like, miss you, mom.
Yeah, you're screwed here.
That's romantic, for sure.
Do you know a Sarah? Well, you wouldn't know a Sarah because he doesn't even have any social.
Yeah, and she
yeah, I don't know a Sarah. Definitely not.
Does he have any siblings? Do you know? Maybe it's a sister. I would totally send my sister flowers and put just thinking of you.
Especially if she was going through something dramatic.
Or if they were free.
That's fair.
Or they're free.
If they were free.
So yeah, like if she's going through a divorce or something like that, mm-hmm. and you just wanted to brighten her day and say just thinking of you.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't really accomplish anything here then.
We accomplished Jack.
Yeah, but it's called aloe you very much.
But you could say that to your sister.
Listen, and it's aloe vera, okay? It's not roses. But here's the thing. You know his real last name because of the card. So now you can look up Sarah plus that last name and see if they're related and maybe get more scoop on him. We accomplished a lot.
But if she's married, she's going to have a different last name.
Be quiet, Kristen.
Let's have this one.
Leave your logic out of this.
So, Ava, I don't know if we made it worse. I don't really feel like we gave you anything concrete here, but this is all we got. But you will have a last name and you might be able to do some research on her. So maybe it does lead you down a different rabbit hole.
Oh, gosh. I'm definitely going to look her up after this, for sure.
Okay. I'm definitely not going to D.C. until I get some answers, though.
Yeah.
Fun.
And don't think that I've forgotten asking you, circling back and asking you about this trip you took.
Yep.
That's the Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.